Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, today with us we have Cheryl Myers, who's just phenomenal. I really enjoy talking with her. We've been talking a little bit off the air, so we're going to get into the Curamin and Curamed products today and see what time allows. But she is the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma, which is actually, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's like my favorite company. There's a lot of companies out there that have super high quality products and do a great job, but I think Europharma is one of the leading outstanding companies as far as quality and purity and bringing new things. Cheryl, you've brought so many new things to the industry. It's just unbelievable. Terry Limeron is the owner and I guess, CEO or president?
Yep.
Yeah, and he's somebody I really look up to. He's just phenomenal. He's done great with the business, and I love your basically theme or the way of looking at things. You just want to help people, and you spend a lot of money on, you know, education and getting the word out, and I guess you get involved in growing and research and all of that. So it's just a phenomenal company, phenomenal products, and today we're going to be talking about, again, the curcumin extract, BCM95, and there's basically two different lines, and there's targeted. Cheryl, kind of explain the whole body of these new products, and then we can drill down on them and kind of really explain what's in them and how they work.
Well, yeah, that we have two basic lines that contain curcumin. One is called our Curamin family, and Curamin is always the backbone of our unique curcumin and our unique boswellia, and we can talk about why they're unique later, but just I always jokingly call them the Batman and Robin products because they always include a dynamic duo of that powerful curcumin, that super powerful boswellia. So the curcumin family with boswellia is our curcumin family, and they all relate to occasional pain.
Right,
But then, you know, we also know, and I know you know especially because you pay a lot of attention to the research, that unique curcumin with turmeric essential oils and that patented process has a lot of clinical study on its own in higher doses.
Yes, and well, I want to interrupt here real quick. Is it curcuminforhealth.com?
Yes, there is a website called curcuminforhealth.com that has a lot of excellent curcumin research on it.
Again, everybody, that's curcuminforhealth.com. In fact, we've got a link on our website at www.merryman.com. If you have any questions, you can always call us at 1-217-429-1555. But that is a phenomenal site, and of course, we have a lot of information on our website, too. So I'm sorry to interrupt. Cheryl, go ahead.
Okay, so when we look at the research that's been done specifically, we use a unique curcumin called BCM95. It is the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world. 30 published studies, 14 of them human clinical trials.
Wow. Human trials.
Human trials.
Oh, wow, that's phenomenal.
When we are looking at trying to replicate those trials or use them for specific issues, like, for example, there's a study on BCM95 curcumin twice daily, the dose that we have in our Curamed family, Curamed 750, compared to fluoxetine, which is a generic of Prozac for depression.
Yes, yes.
So when people come in and they want to look at what was used in this clinical trial and what was the exact dose, that's where we have our Curamed family, and the backbone of the Curamed family is a medicinal amount of the BCM95 curcumin.
Okay, now so, I'm kind of getting this now. So the med is more medical, and the N, the curcumin, the what you call the Curamin, is more for again to remind you for inflammation. Maybe is that kind of the
occasional pain, all
occasional?
Different types of occasional pain. Yes.
Awesome, inflammation and pain. Okay, good. So that's kind of the difference, because I know there's a lot of individuals that maybe are not as concerned about pain, but still want all of the. And we would be here all day. And we please listen to the other shows. Their podcast again at www.merryman.com. They're all podcasts there, and you can listen to the other shows on it. But the thing is there are so many things that this Indian gold, as we call it, the, you know, extract from the turmeric root, so many different things that it does.
Absolutely. So when we look at the Curamed family, we're looking at the clinical studies on things like immune system health. There are studies on BCM95 curcumin specific to the cellular studies looking at different kinds of cancer and how does it help prevent cancer and how does it help help individuals who may already have this disease or are trying to prevent recurrence. So there's a lot of wonderful research there. There's also studies that are looking specifically at things like brain health. You know, there is a study on BCM95 in individuals with Alzheimer's disease and other types of dementia, looking at a compound in the brain called beta amyloid plaque, which is not the cause of Alzheimer's disease, but something that accumulates in the brain. And Alzheimer's experts agree that if you can modulate the amount of plaque or help to reduce it, it's always a good thing. So there's a study on BCM95 and plaque accumulation and destruction in individuals who have Alzheimer's disease. So when we look at CuraMed family, we're looking at what do the clinical studies say and what dosages were used in those clinical studies. Versus when we look at the CuraMed family, we're dealing with, like the CuraMed family has an overall pain product. It also has an athletic pain product. It also has an occasional headache formula. It has a low back muscle pain formula. So a lot of different ways to address pain.
And for sleep too, right?
Yes, there's also a CuraMed sleep product for individuals who are having problem with their pain interrupting their sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about it. I guess we would call these targeted products, and they're very, very beneficial. So let's kind of drill down on these, and let's look at the ingredients, because your company is always so good on these. So what you've done is taken a product, the curcumin product, the curcumin extract, and I feel that yours is really the best. I've looked at all of them. In fact, I've even did another radio show with a competitor, and I just really love how your product makes one feel. And I've tried a lot of different. In fact, people laugh at me because I'll take somebody will bring a sample of a supplement in, and here I am popping a pill just to see what it does. But with supplementation, I'm a kind of a gourmet, a nutritional gourmet, because I like to see what, you know, different things do, and it's all basically food anyway. And that's the your body's one of the best testing instruments. So not only do I look at the label and the clinical studies, but I actually am kind of a guinea pig for anything that's in my store. As far as for my customers. So most of the time somebody comes in, I've tried that product to see if it works. I mean, I've had, you know, illness, and I've been through a lot of things in my life, and it's one of the best things to say is, well, you know, this product, I've tried these three different brands, but this is the one that really made me feel good and worked the best for me. Now, everybody's a little bit different, but again, when something's really shining star out there and really feel a big difference, you know it's going to do that for basically everybody. So let's drill down into, let's start with the CuraMed Athletic Pain. Now, I noticed that, of course, is the claims on it basically are saying that it's got a lot of powerful enzymes for effective, safe pain relief, muscle recovery, physical and mental stamina. And again, I guess that's where, you know, the brain function with the curcumin comes in. And then it's, of course, hormone and steroid free, which I always like with that, with different pain relievers. So it's got curcumin in. I think we've talked a lot about that. And boswellia, which is also known as frankincense. And it says this has up to 10 times higher levels of the compound. You use a special form of boswellia. We've talked about that in the past. But it has, and the DLPA. Explain a little bit about that. Some people, it's an analgesic, amino acid based DLPA, DL-phenylalanine. Explain a little bit about what that does and what it is, Cheryl.
Well, the DL-phenylalanine is an amino acid. And,
yes.
Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. And DLPA has been shown to help keep endorphins and enkephalins, which is the body's own natural pain relievers and mood lifters, help keep them active in the brain longer. So our body makes incredibly powerful compounds to help deal with pain, but they go away very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those endorphins and those enkephalins. So what DLPA does is it helps to slow down an enzyme that degrades endorphins and enkephalins so they maintain their benefits for longer periods of time. So DLPA is mildly mood lifting, but its real reason in the formula is to help keep those body's own natural pain relievers active longer.
So it keeps the feel-good hormones and I guess, what, neurotransmitters or whatever. It keeps all of that, those more active. And basically, is it like a catalyst, or is it more like support for those particular compounds?
It's actually the opposite of a catalyst. Because
okay.
It works, a catalyst makes them produce more.
Like a spark, yeah.
Right. But this is helping to interfere with an enzyme that takes them out of circulation.
Oh, okay, so it's not fuel, but it's keeping the bad guy away.
Right.
It's like a bodyguard.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's like a bodyguard. Excellent analogy.
All right.
So it helps to protect the body's own endorphins and enkephalins mm-hmm. that the body makes. It keeps them alive and active longer before they're destroyed.
Okay, you mentioned enkephalins. I think everybody's kind of heard of endorphins, like when you eat chocolate and mm-hmm. kind of makes you feel in love and all that. What are these other ones that you're talking about, the enkephalins?
Well, they're another member of the endorphin family.
Okay.
So they work in very similar ways, just via slightly different mechanisms, but the same thing. They help with the body with suppressing the pain and
uh-huh.
helping be more manageable, and they also are mildly mood lifting.
You know what? This is what I love about the human body. It's very complex, but it's very well balanced. And so if one part of it starts having problems, the other parts can fill in and balance things. And I really love that. And that is what is so nice about natural compounds is they themselves are very complex. They've been balanced by millennia of, you know, nature and environment, and of course, you know, the great creation if you're a Christian. And the thing is, you know, you've got these natural whole, what we call holistic whole compounds that fit in to our, you know, life and well-being and our whole body. And it's so, I get so excited when I see how these natural compounds and natural products that aren't a single targeted, like maybe a pharmaceutical or something, but they're balanced and they do so many things, and you end up feeling normal, but maybe younger or healthier or a little more energy. You don't feel weird. You don't have to worry about side effects. We've talked about that before, but only side benefits. So I just love it. Now, another ingredient in here is bromelain, and I know that's pineapples, and I'm real familiar with bromelain. Being, you know, into gourmet cooking and so forth, we do cooking schools, of course, out at Merry Man. And the thing is bromelain, a lot of times that's kind of a base or core for a natural meat tenderizer. But it, you know, again, explain the reason behind that. I guess it would be an enzyme, and explain a little bit about that.
Well, there's two sets of enzymes in the product. There's the bromelain, which is the pineapple source, and then there's pancreatin, which
okay.
is a blend of exactly the mix of enzymes that your pancreas makes in your own body.
Oh,
so
okay.
So that would be amylase, lipase, and protease.
Right, what we know as digestive enzymes.
Correct.
Right. Or
correct.
Sometimes they're used as systemic enzymes, and that's a topic for another show.
It sure is,
yeah.
But we're going to have to dip into the systemic enzymes for just a minute, because
sure, okay.
The way we usually think about enzymes is that they digest food.
Right.
And people know about that the enzymes are important for digesting food, but what they may not know is the body always uses systemic enzymes for lots and lots of other function.
Yes.
For example, if you injure yourself, let's say you're working out really hard and you damage the muscle tissue,
mm-hmm.
the body uses enzymes to clear up that disease, that debris. It helps to break up the byproducts of inflammation to get resolution and healing fast.
Right. It breaks down that bad or damaged disease or whatever tissue.
Right.
Yeah, your body's got to get rid of it. It can't just sit there.
Right. So it clears the way.
Right.
So when we're looking at using enzymes systemically, you cannot take them with food. It
right.
won't hurt you, but they'll use up their activity digesting the food.
Right. And and sometimes when you get into the higher dosages of systemic enzymes, and I want to tell people, Dr. David Getoff is got some really good lectures. We actually have his CD. He's with the Vitalzyme company. Also, Arthur Andrews, which I'll be interviewing somebody here coming up pretty soon on that. Systemic enzymes is another whole world. We can talk about that forever. But the thing is sometimes when people start, and you don't have a high dose, and it shouldn't be an issue with your product line, but you get into the higher dose, and if you have like old remnants of food in your, I'll just say bowels, I don't like to say that, but your colon or your intestinal region, a large colon, small colon, bowels is kind of like a real generic, but anyway, the undigested food, you get these systemic enzymes and they'll eat that up, and sometimes you'll get, like, I guess not real bad diarrhea, but you can get a little diarrhea with it.
Well, if you take huge amounts of enzymes, you're going to perhaps overdigest your food and liquefy it as
well. Well, yes, exactly. That's kind of what I was getting to. Thank you, Cheryl.
But you're right. You're right for saying that. You're right for saying that takes very, very high dosages.
Yes.
The form that we're using, and the reason I mention food at all, is because this is an athletic pain formula.
Yeah.
You don't take it with food.
Okay.
You take it on an empty stomach. So you take it a half hour before or 2 hours after you eat. And then that instance, the enzymes do not use up their superpowers on digesting food. They're absorbed into your body and can be utilized by the body as a tool to help with pain and inflammation.
Oh, perfect.
So that's why when we look in specifically at athletic pain, and there's clinical studies on both bromelain and pancreatin, systemic enzymes for helping individuals with post-exercise pain or DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. You know how
when
you start a new routine, you don't hurt the next day, but 48 hours later, you're crawling across the floor going, oh, my God, I don't know what I've done to myself.
Why?
They actually have a name for that, DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness.
Oh, that's neat, DOMS. Okay, I got DOMS. What's wrong with you today? You act like you have a hangover. No, I've got DOMS.
I've got DOMS, yes. So,
and that is, again, delayed. What is it again?
Delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS.
Okay, all right.
So that's one of the things I especially love Curamin Athletic Formula for, because one of the best things anybody can do for their health, and I don't care if you're 500 pounds and your biggest activity is, you know, walking in and out the back door. If you can do anything to increase your physical activity, it's going to make you somewhat healthier.
Yes.
Anything. I don't care if it's only walking around the block once. If you can do anything to improve your physical levels of activity, it's one of the best medicines and one of the best things you can do for yourself.
Right.
But what keeps us from doing that?
Pain.
It hurts.
Yeah, I see people come in and they're way overweight and their knees are shot. And they can't, you know, and I'm like, you know what? You could always go to the pool and do low impact and you could lose it. I mean, there's ways around it. A lot of people will use, oh, well, you know, my joints are all messed up. I can eat. Don't use anything as an excuse not to exercise. And, of course, don't ever overdo. I mean, work with your doctor, particularly if you have any severe conditions or chronic conditions. You know, again, everybody kind of thinks we're in the industry that we're just pushing, you know, pills, supplements, and nutritional support and this and that. Bottom line, the first thing I always tell all my customers and friends and family and everybody, you know, the first thing to do is diet and exercise. You know, and then you can bring in what you need. And, you know, again, it's some of these things are just absolutely miracles. They do phenomenal things for, you know, we've talked about all the things it can do and all the benefits. But, you know, just a really good regimen. And sometimes you need to take it in little steps. It's the lifestyle change. You know, cut out all the garbage food and maybe start going just walking a block. I mean, I've had to go through that because I was basically bedridden. And now I'm back to walking and doing just a touch of running, and it's just, I'm so happy to be alive and happy to be doing things. And I see that in my customers that have a lot of chronic disease and illness. So we're talkers. We got to get going here a little bit on, I want to talk about this Curamin low back pain.
Right. So the Curamin low is for muscles in the lower back.
Yes. And again, it has the foundational curcumin and boswellia in it.
Yep, it has Batman and Robin.
DLPA.
And then it has...
Devil's Claw.
Yes.
I love Devil's Claw. Tell me about it.
Devil's Claw is an herb that has some compounds in it called harpagicides.
Uh-huh.
And harpagicides, the ones in this specific Devil's Claw extract, have been scientifically studied and shown to increase production of hyaluronic acid by chondrocytes. Now, chondrocytes are the cells that line your joints.
Right. So it's good for your cartilage.
Right, so it increases hyaluronic acid production by as much as 41%.
Wow.
So it's not just helping the cartilage, it's also the cushioning functions within the joints. And so
now,
if people have a lot of low back muscle strain,
but
they have a lot of low back muscle pain, occasional low back muscle pain, a lot of that is because of the fact that they don't have adequate cushioning and that puts additional stress on the tissue around it.
Right.
So it helps with the connective tissue and it helps with lubrication. Then it also has white willow bark.
Okay, now, before you get into that, I just want to finish up on Devil's Claw. It kind of looks like a little claw, and it grows in, what, an arid region in the desert? Am I correct? Okay. And it also, now, I've seen it in formulations, and I've seen it written up. It also helps with more of for your bones, with regular bone growth. So if you have bone spurs, I've seen that. And I think another compound is yucca. There's several compounds that kind of help with bone spurs. And, of course, you can always come out to Merry Man and we can give you some education on that because people encounter that. Now, again, we can get into the big calcium, rock calcium, and all of that that can lead to those. But Devil's Claw, I'm really interested. It's in and of itself is an anti-inflammatory. Is that correct?
Yes, it does have some anti-inflammatory activity.
Right.
It's nowhere near as strong as the cumin and the buzzlight.
Well, no, but it's still
it certainly does add to the mix. Major. It's like having a rock band, and you've got someone who's not a very good drummer, but they're an awesome guitar player.
Yes.
Well, you know, when we look at Devil's Claw, yes, it does have some mild anti-inflammation activity in the body, but where it really shines is increasing the production of hyaluronic acid and keeping those joints cushioned and flexible.
Right. Well, that's
and people forget that their spinal column is a joint. It's one of the most complex joint systems in the body.
Oh, well, when you got a bad back, you learn pretty fast that that's what it is. Because if you try to move or bend or anything like that, you know it. And I feel for my customers with the back issues. I really do. Now, we're going to get into white willow bark. I'm going to quickly talk about this, and this would be maybe for another show, just me talking about it. But aspirin is not made from the salicylates from natural sources. It's made from coal tar. It's a synthetic, and I am not a really big proponent of aspirin, and there's a lot of things about it. Usually I will talk about it on the live show. I'm not going to get into it today, but this white willow bark, one of the things, it's a natural compound, it's balanced, and it also is sustained in the body longer than like the synthetic aspirin that you would buy. So that's what I like about the natural salicylates. There's another plant, botanical, called spurn sour, and I'm wondering if that's kind of where the aspirin, you know, it's German, where that maybe y'all came from. Studying aspirin is really, really interesting, and we get into some major companies, and I'm not going to talk about that either today, but I'll be more than welcome to talk to any individual about all of that. But okay, so it's got the white willow bark. Tell us a little bit about, you know, we know what aspirin does, but what does this do? And I think it's better.
Mm-hmm. I do too, because I think the natural compound yields a more complex array of phytonutrients that work differently in the body than a single synthetic compound. You know, so there are compounds in willow bark that are called salicylates, or one of the biggest is called salicin, and this is standardized to a minimum of 15% salicin.
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt real quick because you said salicylates. Now, aspirin is acetylsalicylic acid. It's basically a single compound. We're talking about, again, a holistic approach, balanced, you know, apples and oranges kind of thing with what you said, salicylates. So go ahead, Cheryl. I just wanted to interject that.
Right. So there's been a lot of clinical studies that have looked specifically at willow bark extract for helping individuals who have occasional back pain. And so that's one of the reasons it was selected for this formula. You know, the reason that Germany is where they developed aspirin.
Yeah, Bayer.
The reason that, because Germany has done perhaps as much as any country in the world, they've had a huge focus on how can we turn natural compounds, or what can we learn from plants to make medicines?
That is wonderful, because you know, during World War II, Hitler was on, and everybody else, all the military was on the synthetic crystal meth that had come out of some discoveries in Japan. So I'm glad that glad they're back to Mother Nature again.
So they were very interested in the Native Americans used willow bark to make tea. And they would use this tea for people who had fevers or who had a lot of pain. It was extremely effective. And so German scientists wondered, well, what is it in this willow tea that these Native Americans are making and using with such good benefits? And from that, they developed this synthetic acetylsalicylic acid that we now call aspirin, and launched it as a pharmaceutical. And, of course, they've made billions and billions of dollars aspirin. But aspirin is a single synthetic compound. It's not in balance with the other phytonutrients. And there's a lot of adverse effects with aspirin that we don't find nearly as much of that when you use the white willow extract. The only caveat I would offer is if somebody has a severe allergy to aspirin, because there are some similarities, they should talk to their doctor before using any white willow extract.
Yeah, actually, the synthetic compound is the same as the natural compound as far as its structure and all of that, salicylic acid, basically. But the one comes from coal tar, and then one comes from natural botanical sources. So, and of course, when you say white willow, you know that's natural botanical. We're getting near the end of the show here, and I wanted to interject a little bit real quick. You've got Curamin headache and Curamin sleep. Curamin headache basically, again, has looks like Batman and Robin and the DLPA, but it also has magnesium and B6. Quickly explain why those are in there and kind of what they do.
Well, people who have a lot of occasional headaches often have issues with magnesium, and magnesium is one of the most powerful compounds you can use to alleviate problems with headaches.
We got to do a show on that. I got to do a show on that one, too, and there's different types of magnesium also.
There is, absolutely, and the form we use is from a company called Albion, and it's called TRAAC, T-R-A-A-C-S.
Oh, wow, awesome. I knew you guys would have the best.
Yeah, so it is an awesome magnesium. And the other compound is not just B6. It's the human form of B6, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
P5P, right. P5P, and that's if you have MTHFR or you have problems metabolizing your B vitamins, that's the one, that's the B6 you want to look for.
Absolutely. There's many practitioners who believe that this form is a safer form of vitamin B6 as well because it's exactly what you need for the human body.
Right. And what is the other form so we can look out for it, Cheryl?
Well, it's not that it's evil. It's just that so many people can't metabolize it.
Right.
Pyridoxine or pyridoxine hydrochloride.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, again, it you know, vitamins are vitamins, but some people, again, MTHFR, some people have problems with they think they're sensitive, but they actually just are having problems metabolizing things. So, okay.
It's been estimated up to 30% of the population is inefficient at being able to convert one or more of the B vitamins into the active form. So when you take B vitamins in from food or most supplements, you have to do a conversion process in the liver to turn that into the active form. So many, one out of three people has a problem with doing one or more of those B vitamin conversions. So it just makes sense when you're dealing with something where you really want to have the best possible efficacy to put it in there in its already converted form.
Awesome. Okay, we're down to about 1 minute left, and I want to talk quickly about sleep. So give me a quick one on the sleep, what's in it, and how it works.
Well, it's the Curamin formula plus some of that P5P because that's very important for proper neurological function and relaxation.
Oh, sure.
But it's also has a melatonin. And the melatonin is a natural hormone that helps to reset the body's biological clock. So it helps you get to sleep, stay asleep, and it also helps to control occasional pain while you're sleeping so that you aren't tossing and turning all night long because if you just started your new aerobics workout.
Well, that or yoga. Yeah,
or
that's
yoga,
that's always
or
good.
Just started, or basketball. I have a friend who played basketball. When basketball season comes around, that's a painful time to get back in shape for basketball. So,
oh, you know it. But that's that's maybe one reason why to kind of exercise all year round. And another real quick tip here: when you exercise, your body produces hormones. And I know sometimes women will do a heavy exercise regimen and then stop, and then they have their problems with the menopause. That's a quick tip for the day. Cheryl, I think we are out of time. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We're going to do a show probably after the first of the year, come back again and talk more about the Curamed products. We didn't get to that today. I think you're just so full of phenomenal, really lovely, interesting information, and thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate the opportunity to share more about natural ingredients that can make a real difference in people's lives.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merriman Earth.